Now this is a show. You're listening to Liquid.io Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is January 25th, 2008. A lot of stuff to get into on today's show. We're going to recap what happened last night with the debate, go into a little bit more detail. I have some clips I'm going to play from the debate as well. Also got this clip of Henry Kissinger that I really want to play. I think it's, well, it pretty much just shows that these people do not care about the United States. They are in this box in which they see nothing except for their new world order, and that's what they're going for. They don't care about the United States. They don't care about national sovereignty. These people have the goal of forming a global government, a new world order, and I think this clip pretty much shows what Henry Kissinger and a lot of these other clowns that are up there in the higher echelons of this global superstructure are all about. So we're going to play that clip. It's about a 6-minute clip, and we'll comment on it as the clip gets played. Some very interesting stuff there. Also a bunch of our news stories. I mean, all sorts of stuff. We have Gordon Brown calling for worldwide reforms at the World Economic Summit or World Economic Forum, and he's been talking about this, and there's been all sorts of news articles written about how he's calling for a new world order, how we need to restructure the new world order. It's completely out of control. So we'll get into that article. Also have another article here. In the United Kingdom, they are forbidding student loans without national ID, or at least that's what they're proposing. They are attempting to blackmail people trying to get student loans, that if they don't have a national ID card, they won't be able to get student loans. So we'll get into that one as well. Just more of the enslavement grid. Yeah, our buddy Paul Wolfowitz, he's now going to head a panel on arms control, if you can believe that. This is, of course, the disgraced former World Bank president. And they just give him 6 months off, and they just bring him right back into the system. Right back into the State Department. Unbelievable. And this news has been out there for a little while, but it provides a little more detail as to what his role is going to be as the chairman of the International Security Advisory Board, which is just a complete sham. So we'll talk about that. We also have a lot of our debate news, so a lot of weird stuff. Like Mitt Romney, there was actually a point in the debate where you could hear this whisper. It sounded like it was this voice that was prompting him to talk about the I'm trying to remember what the question was, but basically the voice said raise taxes, and then he proceeded to go on with a talking point about how he's not going to raise taxes. It sounded like that he almost had like an earpiece or something or somebody that was feeding him information via an earpiece or some other piece of equipment. Very, very bizarre, and MSNBC is claiming that it was some sort of technical problem. Very strange stuff there. We'll also get into the Louisiana caucus. Apparently, the Ron Paul campaign has come out, and they've expressed some displeasure at what's going on with the vote counts. So we'll get into that. Turns out he might not actually place first. So very interesting stuff there. We'll also have some news on gold price manipulation and on platinum production and some other economic news. But we're up against a break. We'll get into all of this on the other side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's lead off with this clip from Dr. Kissinger. And Dr. Kissinger, he's this very, very evil man that is intimately involved with the New World Order. I don't think he needs any introduction. He was involved in Operation Condor during the 1970s. He was involved in writing NSC 200, this population reduction memorandum, all sorts of awful stuff. I mean, he's a very, very evil individual. He hangs out with the Bilderberg meetings and all these other different think tanks and everything else. Very, very evil individual. And, of course, former Secretary of State. And he was actually interviewed on CNBC. I want to play this clip. It's about 6 minutes long. I'll play it. I'm going to comment on it as we progress to the clip. So here is Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Those quick, sudden moves in the markets, everything you're watching, that's exactly the conversation here in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum. In fact, even people who aren't economists are weighing in on what this means for the economy, and more importantly, what that means on a broader scale. Earlier this morning, we caught up with the former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger. He had some thoughts about where the most dangerous places in the world are right now, and perhaps more importantly, what could happen and what could change if we continue to see these sharp upheavals in the global markets. He says that that could lead to a rise in protectionism. Listen in.
In terms of where things stand in the world, what's the most dangerous issue facing the United States right now?
Well, the immediate issue, the most dangerous ones, are the ones connected with what we call the war on terror, the radical Islamic attempt to overthrow the institutions, first of the region and then of other countries.
Let me stop that right there. That's, of course, a lie, because this Islamic threat has been completely created by Western intelligence agencies. It doesn't even actually exist. We have military superiority. The CIA created Al-Qaeda, so that's just ridiculous. These radical Muslims have become more radicalized as a result of our actions in the Middle East. So just a completely ridiculous statement from Dr. Kissinger. Let's go back to this war criminal.
Long term, I would say it is shift of the center of gravity of the world from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and how to adjust to that. And one that is beginning to worry me more and more is the relationship between the globalization of economics and the fact that the political consequences of that globalization are carried out by nation states.
All right, so we have to stop that right there. This guy is basically saying that because the economy is becoming globalized, that, oh, we have a problem here. Nation states are incompatible with the global economy. So that's why these people are so hell-bent on getting rid of the nation state. They don't want nation states, period, because they consider it an outdated concept. They believe in a global economy. It's everything's global. You're a global citizen. You have a global economy. You know, you have a global military. You have global warming. I mean, everything is global. And you're hearing more and more of this rhetoric come out from this World Economic Forum in Switzerland. I mean, they're just spewing all this rhetoric that no doubt that they all agreed upon at the recent Bilderberg meeting. I mean, all this is being done by design. Let's go back to the war criminal again.
And how to bring those into relation to each other is a huge challenge.
What in particular has been most concerning?
Well, if the economics or the economic structure of the world really pays less and less attention to national borders, it operates on the basis of global incentives. The consequences of this, however, affect people who live in states. And whatever the consequences are, they ask their government either to help them or to protect them. So, and the political leaders' standing depends, in their perception, on the ability to deal with this. So then when you have a global recession, if we have one, which I hope we will not.
Well, I stop right there. We are going to have a global recession. In fact, it's probably going to be a global depression. And you say, oh, well, I hope that we do not have one. Give me a break. These guys are planning this whole thing. They have purposely destroyed the value of the dollar. This is going to create all sorts of economic problems the more they devalue the dollar. And the dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency at this point. You have George Soros even admitting this fact. And granted, I'm not a big fan of George Soros, but he is speaking truth when he's saying that. Because the dollar has been devalued to such a point where nobody wants them anymore. Let's go back to this scumbag.
Then this is going to be an increasing problem.
You're talking about the rise of protectionism we've seen in America as well.
Well, the rise of protectionism, the concern with foreign investments, and the attempt to deal on a national basis, at least to some extent, with which will become global problems, or at least which in terms of the structure of the world are global.
Let me stop that there again. This guy is basically saying that, oh, because we have nation states, that's why we have all these problems, and we have to accept regional and global governments because they can deal with the global economy. It's just all propaganda and just more of an excuse to further their aims for a global government. Now, that's all this rhetoric means. It means that we have to get rid of the nation state because we have a global economy. A global economy means we have to have a global government to solve the problems of the global economy, which all of these scumbags created in the first place. Let's go back to the clip.
Where do you think the biggest risks lie? Is it in America, or is it...
On protectionism?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends where the... First of all, it depends whether there's a recession. I'm not predicting a recession. I'm not... That's not my field of competence.
Let me stop this right here. All right. So, Henry Kissinger says the economy is not his field of competence. So what the hell is he doing at the World Economic Forum? It's a World Economic Forum, so if this isn't his field of competence, why is he talking to CNBC? I don't understand that. You know, this is just the global mafia at this World Economic Forum, essentially spreading all this rhetoric based off of policy they've already agreed upon earlier last year. Let's go back to the clip.
that if there is a recession and if it spreads to other countries, then, of course, as an American, I'm most concerned with the American reaction.
What's your level of concern when you watch what's been happening?
Well, I'm a minuscule investor, so I have some concern. But
He's got some concern because of his investments. He doesn't care about the American people. He's more concerned about his investments. This is going to hurt the American people big time when you have a devalued dollar and these central banks are robbing their bank accounts. This guy is such a scumbag, it's unbelievable, and he's just flaunting it right out in the open. Let's go back to the clip.
I just think that that the underlying realities of a global economy with so many countries growing, I can't believe that a global recession can emerge out of speculative mistakes that were made a few years ago. But as I've said repeatedly, I'm not an economist.
He may not be an economist, but he is certainly someone who has seen what happens in the globe and has a very good idea of a lot of things. We got to talk to him about several other issues, including the sovereign wealth funds and whether or not he thinks these are good for the American economy, whether the American people should...
All right, I'm just going to stop it there. I'm not going to play the rest of the clip. The bottom line is that this guy is saying that people who believe in national sovereignty, he is labeling those people as protectionists, as people who believe in national sovereignty, that believe in the nation-state concept. You know, I'm a firm believer in the nation-state concept, because if you have a global government, what happens if the global government goes bad? You have nobody who can counterbalance that global government. And clearly, the gaggle of criminals that are trying to set up this global government, you know, it's going to be bad either way. So that's why we have to stop this rush towards globalization, and we have to call out these scumbags like Henry Kissinger. I mean, these people are just saying it right on the open. You know, this other news article that I talked about in the first segment, Gordon Brown calls for worldwide reforms. He's calling for reforms of the New World Order. I mean, this is from the BBC. Prime Minister Gordon Brown has argued that world institutions need to be reformed if they are to work better in the global economy. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Mr. Brown said bodies like the World Bank were set up decades ago and not designed for the problems of 2008. He added that more transparency was needed to ensure market stability. But he said heavy-handed regulation and protectionism were not the solution to recent market volatility. He's saying the same exact thing that Henry Kissinger is saying. It's almost like it's a talking point for the New World Order. Unbelievable. But I'm told we have a few calls holding, so let's go to the calls. Andrew, California, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Lee? This is Break the Box from the TruthNet Radio chat. I just saw a video up on YouTube. You know, it's a new one that just hit the wire. It's a recording for the Secretary of State with in New Hampshire.
Basically, yes, actually, I just saw that before I came on air.
Yeah, I mean, it's the title for it is New Hampshire Primary Sham Chain of Custody. It's from Black Box Voting's YouTube, but... Basically, it's not really, you know, something you could air to really get the picture of it, but basically they caught him on tape putting the ballots into a locked room instead of into the vault. So I don't know if anybody was hoping for some big results from the recount, but if they violated the chain of custody, I don't know if we're really going to get a fair recount on that. If they didn't give us a fair count the first time, it's going to be kind of hard to get one the second time if they're pulling stuff like this.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we have really no idea. I mean, there's no accountability. I think I hear the music, so... I hear the music. All right. Hey, stay right there. We'll get back to you after the other side. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to the show, and we have Andrew from California on the line, and we're basically discussing this new video that came out, talking about, well, it basically shows the New Hampshire Secretary of State in which he doesn't secure the ballots properly, and Andrew, do you want to describe a little bit more about the video?
There's the normal procedure is to put them into a vault, and they basically put them into a room, lock it up, and put a sticker over the door, and sign the sticker, like that's really going to keep anybody out. Beth Harris is on the video talking about how the janitor has keys to the building, and he can get in and out, and they just keep claiming it's secure. But, I mean, really, the point of me calling in about this is that I know a lot of people are putting a lot of hope behind Ron Paul, and I'm not going to, honestly, I am too. I really support his message, I support everything that he stands for. But you can't let that be the only thing that you're doing right now. I mean, you got to be getting food for your family. You got to be getting prepared that if something goes wrong, you're going to be able to provide for them. Because otherwise, Ron Paul or anything else, I mean, there's something can happen between now and, the election in 2008. You can't put everything that you have behind something that's not a sure thing. You got to realize that, the only sure thing is, okay, my family needs to eat. So, I don't know. Some people are, really expecting him to pull out of nowhere, and yeah, I'm optimistic. I still think there's possibilities, but I think it's important to be realistic and, realize that there's other priorities as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, what one good thing you can do is definitely to get storable foods, get a firearm, and buy some gold and silver. I mean, that's a good way to to be prepared, because I mean, even if let's say Ron Paul does somehow manage to get elected, I mean, this economy is spiraling out of control. I mean, we have inflation running wild around 15 to 16%. The dollar is in the toilet. We have these people at the World Economic Forum like George Soros saying that the dollar as the world's reserve currency, that time is over. I mean, Ron Paul has said that as well. There's a lot of people saying that. So, I mean, even if we do get Ron Paul elected, I mean, the economy is still in a world of hurt.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of people, I mean, I'm not trying to be insulting, but I think people are a little naive to think that Ron Paul can fix everything. I mean, no one guy can fix this. This is something that's been going on for a long time, and no matter how hard we fight, it's something that's going to go on forever. There's always going to be people that are going to try and take this power and take power over others, and that's why you can't get lazy with it. I mean, we beat off tyranny before, you know, but we can't keep letting it slide back into this. It's like we get free and then we're like, all right, we get kind of relaxed, and they don't. These people don't stop, and that's what we don't realize, is that there's so many times in history where we've had an opportunity to keep them down, and we don't, because we get lazy. We forget what freedom really means in this country, in this world. I mean, it's not just about America, and we just kind of we blow it off, and then you realize that the only way we can secure our liberties is to keep fighting for them no matter what happens. We expose these guys. We take them out, and we realize that, hey, look, you put them in the public light and say, hey, these guys hate exposure, they hate the light. It's just like cockroaches, man. And they're going to scatter. That doesn't mean they're gone. It just means they scattered, and they'll be back later. This isn't, you know, it's kind of like the cheesy cartoons where the villain always gets away in the end and comes back. Oh, this isn't a battle. It's just going to be won with one time, and we're going to have this great victory, and then it's going to just, that's the end of it. This is something that you're going to have to not only educate yourself about, educate your family. It's going to be something you have to educate your kids about. A fight for freedom is something that's going to keep going on as long as human beings exist. There will be bad people and good people. And to really just kind of to just give up on it and to get lazy on our duties of protecting liberty, I mean, I think it's irresponsible to think that somebody else is going to take care of our liberties for us.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, Andrew, anything else that's on your mind before I move on?
No, man. You have a great show, man.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the phone call.
You have a good night.
Let's move on to, I think we have another call holding. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. How you doing, Henry?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Henry. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah. I see you playing Henry Kiss My Ass on the show there. You know, it kind of makes me even kind of ashamed. I guess I shouldn't even have the name Henry. Maybe I should change my name to Heinrich or Hans or something. You know, because everybody, when you hear Henry, you think of him.
He's a very evil man, yes.
I think he's an idiot. I'm surprised he's still around, too. You know, these guys, they're like big fat whales. And a lot of them. I mean, Sharon, Kissinger, Cheney. And you know, hearing this stuff about Cheney with his heart, and his heart is this and that. It's a freaking joke. And yet they go like lithium cantium batteries. You know what that is? That's better than Duracell. That's those rechargeable batteries that, you know, just go on and on and on. Nothing ever happens to them. It's just crazy. I don't, you know, they must be taking something. Keep their arteries clean or something, because they don't seem to have much health problems.
It's kind of strange how people like Henry Kissinger and Dick Cheney just remain alive with all these, you know, when we have like patriots like Aaron Russo just pass away. You know, it makes you wonder.
Yeah, not just Aaron Russo. You remember Jack Otto?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Actually,
you
can you hold over? We're about to break. I hear the music again, but we'll hold you over and we'll let you finish your thoughts. All right, we'll be back on our side. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back to the show, and we've got Henry on the line. And Henry, did you want to finish up your thoughts on what you were talking about?
Yeah. One other thing, that music you just played, what is the name of that? I want to get that CD. That came from the 80s. What is that? Obsession, but what's the name of the band?
The band's name's Animotion.
Animotion, like M-O-T-I-O-N at the
end. It's A-N, I think it's, yeah, it's spelled A-N-I-M-O-T-I-O-N, Animotion.
A-N-I-M-O-T-O-N. All right, I got that. Okay. What I'm saying is that as far as Kissinger goes, I will say this also about Australia as well as Europe on the mid-level, is that I think, unless that was an act, when Kissinger can't go to Europe. They'll put the cuffs on him. That's right. But when Cheney went to Australia, sometime latter part of last year, I think in the fall, they tried to arrest him, and the Secret Service had to escort him out, get him on a plane, and get him out of there. I don't know if you heard of that. Robert Chapman mentioned that too.
I've heard a lot of things. I haven't got any confirmation.
Oh, they
on
did.
That
that actually did happen. The did people
happen?
In Australia.
Okay.
There was a government in Australia, or I don't know, I forgot what it. See, this all this global stuff. You have a mid-level and top level. I don't like any of the ideals. I don't think all this one world humanity, multiculture, it's just crap. The whole thing is garbage. But you got some people in the mid-level in Europe as well as Australia that actually believe in it about the human right thing and the stuff with everything and the torture stuff. So they take it literally. Okay, so when these guys at the top who commit the crimes, they're going to go after them and bust them even though they're running the thing. You see, that's what makes it so crazy. Kissinger can't go to France. They'll cuff him. I mean, they'll put the cuffs on him. He can't go to Belgium. That he cannot go there. Unless they sneak him in.
I know he's a wanted war criminal in a lot of different countries. I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah, Europe is one of them.
I know he was a lot of countries down in South America really have it out for him, and I can't.
Oh, really? What did he do in South America? I know about him with the thing in Asia, but what did he do in South America? They come after him. What is that there?
I think it has to do with Operation Condor, and that was
What was that involving?
Yeah, that was basically an operation that involved them trying to overthrow governments and all sort of crazy stuff.
Mm. Oh, I see. Yeah, but they all do that, don't they? Yeah, all right, maybe he did it a certain way. Okay. Well,
he's a very evil man either way.
Well, they tried to cuff him in Australia. And this country is so stupid with his religious stuff and all his hang-ups with sex and everything else. So not only is Europe and Australia better with that, I mean, in terms of nude beaches and everything else. And I'm not talking about you talking about nude beaches, but I mean a lot of things, even for the young people younger in their 20s. But also when it comes to certain practical things with the environment and solar, but and it's that long unless you get to two socialist communist stuff where they want to tax everybody's car and all that stuff, like in England, that's garbage. I'm not talking about that. But they did try to cuff Cheney, Dick Cheney, in Australia. Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks, Henry. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
great show.
We're dealing with a global crime syndicate, basically. I mean, all these people are very, very evil, and they should all be brought to justice. And I'll have to look into that information. I'm not sure if that's 100% true or not. Henry says it is. I'd have to verify that, but. Granted, these people are very evil, and they should be brought to justice in some fashion. I hope we eventually are able to do that. Jeez, we've already gone through 40 minutes of show, and I still haven't gotten to really any news. Let me just jump right into some of this news. I got some Ron Paul clips I'm going to try to play as well. Let me just jump into the news first, and then we'll get to the Ron Paul clips. And then I think we have a few calls holding. We'll try to squeeze those in as well. All right, let's just go down the list here. We got this story here on, who's this? Oh, yeah, Harry Reid. This is an article from TheNation.com. Harry Reid clears hurdle for Bush-Cheney spy bill. And if you think that there's any difference between the Republicans and Democrats, you are sorely mistaken. Let me read from this article. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid cleared a key hurdle for the FISA Amendments Act on Thursday, advancing President Bush's preferred version of the spying bill, a move opposed by the majority of Reid's Democrat colleagues. The vote, 60-34, sets the Senate on a course to validate more warrantless spying by the Bush administration and provide retroactive amnesty to telephone companies accused of breaking surveillance laws, an unpopular approach. Well, no kidding, it's unpopular. And it goes on and on. Not enough time to get into it. But if you really think there's any difference between two parties, well, why is Harry Reid doing the Bush-Cheney regime a favor by trying to get this spy bill advanced? There is no difference between either of the two parties. At the highest levels in these parties, they're working together. And people just don't seem to understand that. And this whole thing deals with this FISA Act that they passed 6 months ago, the Protect America Act of 2007, which is really the Destroy America Act of 2007, entirely unconstitutional. I mean, it violates the Bill of Rights. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, like warrantless spying. I mean, you're supposed to have a warrant before you can go in and search and seize things. And that's what these people are doing. So you have Harry Reid clearing the hurdle for the Bush-Cheney spy bill. And there you go. There is no difference between either of the political parties. It's all a sham. And hopefully on a future show, I'll be able to get into the spy bill a little bit more. It's, suffice to say, it's awful and... I just wish these people would defeat it, but these criminals just don't care. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about civil liberties. They don't care about freedom. They're very evil people. Let's go on to another story. Gazans breach Egyptian border again. That's from the Associated Press, and it was reported on a number of different wire services. You basically have the Palestinian people in this cage over there, And now they're breaking out of the cage. And I was seeing video of the Egyptian Border Patrol and the military. They're using wire hoses trying to fend them back. I mean, all these people wanted to get were groceries. All right? I mean, they just crossed over to the Egyptian border to get food, to get supplies. It's unbelievable what they've done over there. They basically set up a prison grid for the Palestinian people. I mean, they're not going to have any sort of reconciliation with all this going on, and especially with the continued military support of Israel that just is ongoing. That has to stop. Just unbelievable. That's a pretty big news story as well. But I guess Hamas-backed militants, they drove bulldozers to knock down some of these border fences. I mean, this is really a human rights issue. I mean, they just need to get supplies. And that's what they're doing. And, I don't know anymore. The whole situation over there is just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. And the United States needs to end its support of Israel by sending billions of dollars for armaments. It just doesn't make any sense. Let's see what else we have here. In the United Kingdom, no student loan without a national ID card. This is a report from the London Guardian. It says here, students will be blackmailed into holding identity cards in order to apply for student loans, the Tories have warned. According to Home Office documents leaked to the Conservative Party last night, those applying for student loans will be forced to hold identity cards to get the funding from 2010. Anyone aged 16 or over will be expected to obtain a card costing up to £100 to open a bank account or apply for a student loan. Again, what they're trying to do is they're trying to force this national ID card system in several Western countries. They have the Real ID program here. You have the national ID card advancing over the United Kingdom. What the goal is here is to establish a global ID card. That's really the ultimate goal. And then from there, it's to microchip everybody. I mean, that's what these people want to do. And the microchip technology is available. Just do some research on Verichip. I mean, for Pete's sake, there's actually clips on YouTube of Tommy Thompson, the former presidential candidate. He was talking about how he'd take a microchip, how it's a wonderful thing. And he's involved with the whole Verichip deal as well. These are some very evil people, and this is what they want to do. Right now they're just introducing the whole concept of microchipping and how wonderful it is, because Alzheimer's patients won't get lost, and Fido, if you microchip Fido, he won't get lost if he runs out the back door. They're talking about chipping prisoners. I mean, the national ID card, it's just a way to, or a gateway into getting to the microchipping. So definitely not good, and they're just trying to use any sort of tactics to get people to accept the national ID card. Over here in the United States, you have Chertoff, the dual citizen of Israel. He's saying, oh, well, you won't be able to fly unless you have a Real ID compliant national ID card or driver's license. Completely ridiculous. And that's supposed to go into effect by May. They're trying to set up an internal passport system here in the United States. Very, very evil. Let's go on to this one. Wolfowitz, the head panel on arms control. This is from RTT News. Former World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz has been appointed to head an influential panel advising the United States government on arms control. The State Department confirmed his appointment as chairman of the International Security Advisory Board, which provides the department with independent advice on arms control and disarmament. Yeah, right. Wolfowitz will report on a number of current sensitive issues, such as nuclear deals with India and North Korea and Iran's contentious nuclear program. Wolfowitz's return to government comes at a time when many leading figures of the Bush administration are leaving. And, of course, Wolfowitz, he's the former president of the World Bank, and he was ousted from the World Bank and gone for 6 months, and they just decided to bring him back into the system. Now he's going to head this panel on arms control. Yeah, probably what he'll be doing is that instead of controlling arms, he's going to be spreading arms. And who knows what these people are doing? Paul Wolfowitz, another very evil individual. And the fact that he's allowed back in government is just disgraceful. Unbelievable. Let's see here. Let's see what our news that we got here. $200 gram tax on cocaine is being proposed. It's from the New York Times. It's unbelievable. They want to tax illegal drugs, if you can believe this. It's just totally ridiculous. It says here, among the hundreds of proposals contained in Governor Elliot Spitzer's second executive budget, which he unveiled on Tuesday in Albany, is a provision that would impose a $3.50 a gram tax on marijuana and a $200 a gram tax on other illegal drugs like cocaine. I mean, how do these people expect to even enforce this? This is literal madness. They're wasting their time putting all this stuff down on paper, but there's absolutely no way that they can enforce all this stuff. I mean, they want to tax illegal drugs. They want to have a carbon credit tax. I mean, they want to tax practically everything that you can think of. It's all designed to enslave us. It has nothing to do with collecting revenue for the government. Well, in a way it does, but it has more to do with enslaving the American people and destroying the middle class through all these ridiculous taxes. And I'm not endorsing the use of drugs, but suffice to say, drugs in the first place shouldn't be illegal because it creates a huge underground black market for this stuff. They should be legal. It should be out in the open. We'd have a lot less crime. We wouldn't have people shooting each other over it. And then the government couldn't profit off of all the drugs they bring into the country and profit off of it again when they arrest people for using their product. Unbelievable. Let me see what else we have here. Feds accused of gold price manipulation. I have to cover this one real quick. This is a WorldNet Daily article, and it talks about the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. And they have been a group that has done an extensive amount of research into how the governments and central banks of the Western world are actually involved, according to their research, involved in manipulating the gold market. And apparently they're going to put up a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal talking about how the gold market is manipulated, how it's very possible that the U.S. gold reserves held at Fort Knox and our depositories may be depleted or not even there. I mean, we haven't had an audit of the Fort Knox gold for 40 years, over 40 years. And it's about time that we actually have an audit of the gold because nobody's seen the gold. I mean, we haven't had an audit, so, well, is it even there? I mean, how do we know? We don't know. And, of course, that's all the gold that was melted down after FDR's gold confiscation back in the 1930s. So that's good that they're getting the word out in the Wall Street Journal about the gold manipulation. And what else do we have here? Austin, police department rallies for surveillance cameras. Nothing new there. Nothing new. I mean, they're setting up surveillance cameras everywhere. The police departments are all for it. They think it's wonderful. And that's just part of the program that they're trying to implement nationwide and across pretty much the entire Western world. They're setting up cameras. I mean, the United Kingdom is a perfect example. They have this whole closed-circuit TV grid. It's awful. But, geez, I won't have time to play the Ron Paul clips. I apologize. I have the clips basically on my website, rogummer.com. So if you want to check it out, it's up there. The bottom line is they did not give Ron Paul enough time to speak. All right? I mean, he had 5 questions. They gave Romney 12 or 13 questions. They gave John McCain the same. Plus, Mitt Romney, in one of the clips I have up my website, you can hear what appears to be somebody feeding him information. You can hear, oh, raise taxes in the background. And then he all of a sudden he says, oh, I wouldn't raise taxes. You know, almost as if somebody was prompting him, kind of like if he had like an earpiece or something. Just unbelievable. And apparently the Ron Paul campaign, they're actually protesting the vote count in Louisiana. They believe that, well, I guess there's still some ballots that need to be counted and they're saying they need to count all the votes. So there is some stuff going on there. And there's been some mistakes made. I mean, just read the press release up on my website. I have the whole press release from the Ron Paul campaign. And it's all up there. But apparently, there's a possibility that after this whole process is completed, that Ron Paul may end up in first place. All right. We have a bunch of calls holding, so let's get to the calls. Davey in Texas, you're on the air.
How you doing, Lee?
Good. How are you, sir?
All right, man. What branch of the military were you in?
I was in the U.S. Army.
Oh, really? What was your MOS?
19 Delta.
All right. Well, I was wondering, can you explain to me what is it that determines the value of the dollar?
Well, basically, how much is out in circulation.
I don't think I can get my mind around that. Does that include the M3 supply?
Yes. That's very key because the M3 money supply represents the figures in terms of how much money is actually floating out there. And the Federal Reserve stopped printing that and stopped publishing it was a few years ago. So we don't exactly know how much money is out there in the money supply. So it's just basic supply and demand. You have a greater supply of dollars, that means the dollar becomes worth less.
Do you see that movie, The In-Laws?
The In-Laws. No, I haven't.
With Peter Falk and Alan Arkin?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe over the weekend, maybe you could get that and see it. Came out back in the 70s. Peter Falk plays a CIA agent. It's a real funny movie, but it's about the Federal Reserve and that M3 money supply. I think you'll really enjoy it.
I'll have to check that out. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're just up against a break. We got a bunch of our calls. But thanks for the call. And we'll be back on the other side. We'll get to John in Tennessee on the other side. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Back to the show, and just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, hempusa.org. Their suppliers of fine hemp products. Heard a lot of good things about their products, and I strongly encourage you to check them out. Again, the website's hempusa.org, and the phone number in order to order these fine hemp products is 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. Strongly encourage you to check them out. HempUSA.org is the website. And let's see. We have a few calls holding. I think we have John. John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
How you doing, Lee?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great. You're going to like the way this trails out. Remember back in 73, around that time period, when Nixon was president, we had George H.W. Bush as the ambassador to China. Henry Kissinger, too, at that time, put the term in the American lexicon, shuttle diplomacy. That is when we opened up a trade route to China. Go up to the Clinton administration, look what they have been doing with China. Look at where our money is in the trillions of dollars and whose hands it belongs to, China. See where I'm getting at?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're building China up. They have trillions of, they have like billions of our dollars over there, and they're getting all our manufacturing. I mean, everything's going over there.
Yes, and here's the other thing, too. I could have, when I heard that clip of Kissinger making that remark about good for all of our economies, I'm not an economist. I could swear to God he said the same thing back then, because something just clicked when I heard that phrase. And he's right. There is not a world recession coming. No, there's not. They're going to be triggering a world depression.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you see what they're doing with the dollar. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, these people are just devaluing it until it gets to the point where it's not going to be worth anything. Nobody's going to accept it.
Yep. And since the 1970s, like around 73, the seeds of destruction for this country were planted.
I hear you, and thanks for the call. We have another call holding.
Sure.
But, yeah, very good points. Clearly, this country is being sold out. They're moving a lot of the manufacturing base over to China. They have billions of our dollars, and they could just send the dollar into a tailspin if they decide to dump dollars onto the open market. Let me see. I think we have one more call holding. I think we have Gary in Tennessee. Gary, you're on the air.
How you doing this evening?
Good, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I think hemp is a very great product. It's also makes a very strong rope that is good for chiropractic adjustment on politicians' necks.
Well, I guess that's one use for it.
Excuse me?
I guess that's one use for it.
Yeah, that'd be my primary use. You mentioned something about civil rights, and I kind of got the hackles up on my neck. I'm an old man, and God created man created government to institute, harmony among men, let's say.
30 seconds, Gary.
Excuse me?
We've got 30 seconds left before the show's over.
Okay, I'll try to make this quick. So God created man created government. There are no civil rights. You either have God-given rights or it's lawful and unlawful. Civil rights is a bunch of crap that the government says they give you. They don't give you jack squat.
I hear you, Gary, and I appreciate the call. We're just out of time. Yeah, absolutely. We have God-given rights, and that's the bottom line. But we're just out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and I will be back next week with more news and information in terms of our fight against the New World Order. It's